Emery and Ellsworth Kolb embodied the pioneering spirit. In 1905, they struck a deal with entrepreneur Ralph Cameron. The Kolbs would take tolls from visitors. In exchange, they could build a studio on Cameron's mine claim. At first, they lived in a tent, took pictures of tourists, and developed them in a mine shaft to sell them. But as the Grand Canyon Association's Phil Payne tells it, Emery fell in love with a young woman named Blanche Bender.
And she said, "Well, I'd love to marry you, but I'm not going to live in a tent with your brother. You got to build me a house." And so
Can't
she
blame her.
Exactly. So she was the real reason why we got this place started.
And as their business grew, they added on. The building is now over 5 stories tall and has over 26 rooms cascading down into the canyon. It's bolted to the canyon wall with a narrow ridge underneath it. It was designed to flex because it sits over Arizona's largest fault line. Today, tourists can take a detour off the South Rim Trail and into the Kolb Studio gift shop and gallery. Payne hastily punches in a code, opens a secret door, and we step back into time. Most park visitors don't get to see this.
And look at that view.
Yeah.
is this the room
this
you were talking
about? This was the sunroom, yep. So this was Emery's favorite room of the house. And from here, you can see the trees down there are Indian Garden, where they'd have to go for their water. And so it's only about a 4-mile trip, over 1,000 feet in elevation change. So.
Only 4 miles.
Yeah. No. There's a reason why you live to be 95.
Right. So.
Every day, the Kolbs would take pictures of the tourists traveling down into the canyon on mules. Emery would run down to the springs at Indian Garden to develop the film and have them finished to sell by the time the visitors journeyed out of the canyon. In addition to photographing visitors, the brothers made films of their adventures. They were the first to film a boating expedition from the Green River in Wyoming all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. Eventually, they added an auditorium to their studio where they could show their films. Emery would stand on the balcony and narrate, as you hear in this film.
Our purpose was to attempt to make the first pictorial record in motion pictures of this country and river, which we did in moving picture infancy before Hollywood was much heard on.
The Park Service did not always welcome the Kolbs at the canyon. Payne says Emery and Ellsworth used the films to their advantage, showing them to politicians who helped the men secure their place at the park.
He was definitely a rebel. He would do whatever it took to get the job done. And that if that meant stepping on some toes, he would do that.
Today, Grand Canyon Superintendent Dave Ubaraga says the studio is considered a crown jewel at the park.
There isn't anything like it anywhere. And so you look at how they were adventurous and say, okay, well, we need to add this. We've grown. It has that entrepreneurial feel. These buildings, the story, the human story to me, makes the building, and then the building in and of itself has its own story. But without the two, they're not as strong.
After Emery Kolb died in 1976, the studio was abandoned. Pipes burst, vandals broke windows, and animals took up residence. In the early 90s, the park's nonprofit partner, the Grand Canyon Association, stepped in to restore it. Today, the group is continuing those efforts, working with a historic architect to renovate the building as accurately as possible, down to the type of paint and shingles they use. The association estimates it will cost about $450,000 to complete it by next spring. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.